This is Voices from the Classroom, a WFSU radio project sponsored by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, American Graduate Let's Make It Happen initiative.
My name is Samantha Audie. I go to Lincoln High School, and I'm part of the graduating class 2018. 3 days a week, I've been volunteering at Oasis, and I've gotten a lot of volunteer hours for that. And I thought that that was just really cool because I've been a camper there ever since I was about 7 when my mom started it. I gained a healthy perspective on female relationships. If I hadn't have done that, it would have taken me a lot longer to recognize that you can be close friends with other women without there being like the so-called like backstabbing or, you know, like the relentless behavior, the jealousy, you know, things of that nature. It helped me realize that friendships with other women can be very healthy and there's ethical communication to help you deal with any problems that might arise. Going into 10th grade, like so far in my high school life, Oasis has helped me recognize what friendships I should cherish and other ones that I should hold on to, but like at a further distance, you know, the ones that will most benefit me and the other person, the ones that make me the happiest versus the ones that I can just have with other people without there being like any conflict involved. When some of my friends are having conflicts, it has taught me that I can help them get through it. Like I can talk through the problems that they might be having. Other young women should know that it is very possible to be friends with anybody you would like to. And without the conflicts, it's easy to make friends. It's easy to be yourself and still have people like you. And I feel like there's a lot of fear around that. And there shouldn't be a lot of fear around it. It's easy to make friends just being yourself. My name is Samantha Audie. I go to Lincoln High School, and I'm part of the graduating class 2018.
The American Graduate Let's Make It Happen initiative is funded through a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more information, log on to WFSU.org.